for the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So before I bring in the rapid return of excellent, wonderful, splendid ally Diane Wilson, just a little bit of weaving context. So we're at the dark of the moon, which is when people gather to determine the course of culture. And it's when power is especially available to be invited into the world by all acts of dedication. So whatever vessel we craft, Jupiter with the dead, say, we will fill it. And once the alchemical vessel is filled with our liberating blessings, then we hop in and set sail. So this is the time when the community of the dead is ardent to converse and speak of forgiveness, to give us energy for change. Let's translate the word forgive into giving energy for change. For them, whom would we not forgive, including ourselves, for small and large cruelties? So we call upon the dead, all flora, fauna, fungi, to forgive us for the one-day-old Palestinian baby whose death certificate was filed before his birth certificate. Oh, for the Israeli compañeros whose beloved kin were so suddenly, violently gone, and who, the living and the dead, are guiding their fellow citizens to unite in compassionate regard with all subject to horrific cruelty, for all our relations, each of whom be a unique and precious experiment. So all of this, you know, let us sink to our knees to be given energy for change, for having made the world a nightmare rather than the welcoming dream. You know, Antonio Machado says, what have we done with the garden entrusted to us? So without hubris or presumption, let us gather to hone all of our participatory skills, cultivate our craft, our sturdy craft that keeps us afloat in the wild seas we are navigating. So we gather this radio hour, and then also we gather for Dream News Council, which I will be starting on November 14th. You can find out more about that at coyotenetworknews.com. So, yes, the living and the dead. I flew back from California on, Tuesday, that's what it was, right? And I learned that a beloved friend of mine had killed himself, and going, oh, a Scorpio. And it turns out it was his birthday when I learned of this. And on the plane, I watched the fantastic movie Coco, for cathartic grief and conversing with the dead. I started the movie a little late, so actually when the plane landed, I stayed on as people filed out past me just to get that weeping, good weeping, you know, for my friend David Johnston, a great pioneer in green building. And for all, you know, howling and keening for all the beloved dead, known and unknown. We know that grievance feeds tyranny, but grief constellates the community between the living and the dead. So, more than perfectly, we welcome the rapid return of Diane Wilson in reciprocal blessing for her effective dedication and protection at this dark of moon time when the dead are eager to speak and intervene. Diane Wilson, many of us know, indefatigable ally in perpetuity, who said, you know, before last week, hey, Caroline, I'm on a hunger strike in a ditch front of Formosa Plastics, Texas. Come and levitate the plant. Seriously, she says, I have fought Formosa on a material, a physical, and a legal level. Now I'm fighting on a spiritual level. We might make it dancing. We'll see. Diane Wilson is a fourth-generation shrimper, boat captain, mother of five, holy moly, author, and an environmental peace and social justice advocate. Yeah, everywhere. During the last 30 years, she has launched legislative campaigns, demonstrations, hunger strikes, sunk boats, and even climbed chemical towers. I was there in her fight to protect her Gulf Coast Bay. She won multi-million dollar settlement against Formosa Plastics and the Goldman Prize winner. It goes on and on and on. DianeWilsonActivist.org. Welcome, Diane.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I thought of you because I have the fabulous picture of your truck outside Formosa Plastics with the little sign on it, Formosa Hunger Strike Day 10, right? And on the side it says Formosa Plastics responsible for Vietnam Marine disaster. Yeah, and all the kin, you know, all the dead in the sea, all of that. So
all of it. All of it. Mm. I mean, it impacted over 100,000 people. It's the worst disaster in Vietnam. And it's just this company, they've got the arrogance, the audacity to just walk away from it. And so we're allying the people were Formosa. As a matter of fact, right now it's the women that were where Formosa does business, you know, like in Louisiana, Sharon Levine, who
yes.
me down here in Texas. And there we got little Nancy, who is a stick of dynamite, and she's working like crazy to help all of those Vietnamese fishermen who have been destitute, their homes wrecked, they're having to leave their children. The children are not even going to school because they can't even afford to do anything. And so this is, you know, and the company won't do it. The government won't do it. And they make it impossible right now for any kind of court, whether in Vietnam or Taiwan. And anybody who raises a stink in Vietnam is arrested. They've got like 20 people with, can you believe, 14 years for protesting. Oh my God. That's where the real heroes are, is you can do it, do your action in spite of all that. But anyway, so we're doing our little shenanigans down here, right smack in front of Formosa.
That's great. Well, you know, I mean, I want to go back to the magic that happened after the show in a moment, right? But also just to put on our work table, because you're so game for using all of your skills. And so, as we know, beautiful, you know, astrology is not what's going to happen, but what's available with which to participate. And we go, and magic is simply a willingness to cooperate with everything. And cooperators are standing by, and you are a great fellow Libran cooperator. So the new moon on November 13th, I have it right here. Its image, and I think we can animate this all over the world, is a soldier deserts because their heart isn't in it. Questioning one's situation, following conscience, healing divisions within the heart, being apart as opposed to being apart. And we go, so we can do that. All whose hearts are hard, you know, in any military thing, in any, you know, Formosa corporate thing, you know, may their hearts desert and open, right?
Yes. Go AWOL.
Go AWOL. Everybody.
We want
everybody
go AWOL.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, that's right.
And I really, I have a deep faith in this kind of a spiritual realm. I've known it since I was a little kid on the bay. And the thing that is, and people want to protect the environment, and we have meetings about protecting the environment. And it's like, it's just so many times we totally leave out that spiritual aspect to actually be one with nature out there. And like
yeah.
I said, Caroline, that's why I like you so well, because you persistently direct people and show that connection. And I really, really love that. And I really think we can reach what Formosa represents on a level that hasn't been touched right now.
Yes. Well, so let's because I have to tap in myself to our ongoing exciting adventure, because you were on last week's show with adorable Rachel Lang, and when I called you afterwards just to kind of hang out, and you said, "Oh, Formosa's got a big old pickup truck, and they've got their bumper against mine, and they're trying to push my truck and me into the ditch." And I go, "Saturn is exalted in Libra. Saturn's exalted in Libra. Let's see a pewter shield of protection around your truck." And you said,
"It did." I swear, I mean, they were on my bumper, and I was like, oh my God. And like I said, this is called the Daytona Formosa 500, because 3,000 workers, and they drive like 100 miles an hour. And so, I mean, it was scary actually to have them that close. And after you did that, I looked behind, and it was like they were like dropped back by five cars, and it's like, wow. That was pretty good, Caroline. You did all right.
That's great. So then what happened? I mean, they didn't come back?
No. I just,
oh,
you know, once you can get off this, because it's a causeway. It's this long stretch of a bridge over Port Lavaca, Lavaca Bay, Matagorda Bay, and so, I mean, it's just solid, fast moving trucks. And there's accidents all the time. And once I can get off the bridge and you can turn off and it's, you don't have it. But that's a real scary stretch of road to be on. And it absolutely, they just dropped back. And I'm like, I was really delighted by it, quite frankly.
Right. Well, it's like, all right, let's take this more, right? So the pewter shield of our own imagining, you know, protected Diane's truck, and you can see and it's such an adorable photo, you know, on the KPFA website for our promo for Visionary Activist Show today, and also of course on CoyoteNetworkNews.com, and also on Facebook, Caroline Casey. You can see Diane's beautiful red pickup truck and your adorable little tent and chair there. It's like civilization. And on the side of the truck, it says Formosa Plastics responsible for Vietnam Marine disaster. So it's very, very magic and charming. And let's practice, everyone, again, pewter shields of safety and solace, you know, around all, you know, again, just experiment with what can we do. And also, you know, the dead, there are so many, and the dead in the marine disaster and the dead of people's livelihoods in Vietnam. But tell us more about that Formosa caused marine disaster in Vietnam.
Well, it was Formosa Plastics is, you know, it's the Formosa Plastics group, and it's in Taiwan, and it's huge international. They are notorious polluters, and how they treat workers and how they treat people that oppose them. But they also not only do plastic, they put their fingers in other little fields like a steel. So they have a steel factory in Vietnam, and it's right on the water on this beautiful coast of Vietnam, and they made a steel plant. They dumped their whole waste stream into that body of water and caused the worst marine disaster Vietnam ever had. It killed all the fish, impacted over 100,000 people, and the Vietnamese fishermen were ruined. I mean, and the thing that is Formosa denied it, and finally they did a little thing with the Vietnam government, gave the Vietnam government money, but the fishermen, nothing, any kind of studies on what is the condition of that bay, nothing. It was just like, we don't have to, you know, we don't have to respond to you. And it's outrageous that the people in Vietnam who just did a little post, they were arrested, and some of them are in there. I think there's 20 and as many as 16 years from just posting or doing video. It's outrageous. It really is. And it's still occurring. This is 2016, and they've tried to do lawsuits, and when they tried to do lawsuits over there, they were harassed, beat up, and sent to jail. And so anyway, they're still trying to do now a lawsuit in Taiwan, but they got this, Formosa put in this crazy little block, is that Well, if you want to do a lawsuit in Vietnam, you got to go to Vietnam and get it okayed. They're like, you're not going to get it okayed in Vietnam. I mean, it's like a trick. It's a little trick. And anyway, I've been working with Nancy Bui, and she is a total stick of dynamite. And
say her name again.
It's Nancy Bui, and she's
okay.
She was a Vietnamese, one of the boat women that came after the fall of Saigon. She was on a boat for 25 days and thought she was going to die. And she said, Sherry told him if she was going to die, let her have her kids. I mean, it was a desperation. So this is a fighting woman. And we have that magical stuff is how do you, a woman from Vietnam, from a boat and connecting with Sharon Levine in Louisiana and me, and we're all after Formosa.
Right. Right. No, and we wouldn't know about this horrific crime for which they must be held accountable, because we are friends of their soul. We're friends of their accountability and indictment, going, you guys just go lock yourselves in prison and let those other people out, you know. Yes, that's crucial. And, you know, all stories take us to all stories. When I was a very little girl, you know, and I stayed homesick one day, and I found this book on Minamata in Japan. And it was about the poisoning of the ocean with mercury. And it made such a huge impression. I think I was like 12. I remember also the fishing people at that time saying, how could the ocean, who is our mother and our beauty, how could she poison us? It's like, it's imprinted on my child heart, right? Yeah. So here we are again, you know, again, all stories lead us to all stories, going this disregard for life. But so,
magical thing that happened today is talking magic is that, you know, there's a big norther boiling through, and it was like going to be a lot of rain. And I was a little worried about it because I was in Formosa's ditch. And if you get a rain full of water in a ditch, and then you got a truck that does not have four-wheel drive, it's like, I did not want to be stuck in Formosa's ditch and have to ask somebody. And the rain kind of like went around us, and I'm like, whoa. So,
well,
I loved it. Yeah.
Right. Well, right before we began, because radio is magic and so is everything with our dedicated hearts, so I have some muti. Muti means power and medicine from the Sangomas of South Africa. And my friend Rod Suskin grew this plant for me. I still have a little bowl of it called umpepu. And they said, if you are with dedicated people, here we are, you may use this. So by telepathic, you know, to you, Diane, and to everyone listening, umpepu opens the channels between the living and the dead so that the ancestors can come help us. And I go, okay, right. And that's the ancestors of the fish and the dolphins and the whoever, the all the life that's been wiped out and everywhere in the world, you know, come on in. And just, you know, again, these moments where we have doubt, and then, you know, and Rod was in a car driving home with a friend, and they hit a bump, and they went airborne, like, and right towards a giant telephone pole, and they thought, this is it. And then the car just sort of settled down, and he and his friend looked at each other going, wow, what was that? And then the next week, some friends were coming out of the ancestor communing lodge, and they said, oh, the ancestors said, boy, we really saved two of your friends last week. Anyway, so we're willing to cooperate with everything.
Yes.
And
the
spirits of the spirits of the dead and the ocean herself, and, you know, Formosa might be a mere petty but huge tyrant, but the forces of nature, exactly as you say, and your capacity to navigate the underworld from the ditch. It's so adorable, Diane.
I love it. I love to say the ditch. I say the ditch. I write posts every day when I, and I always say from the ditch. It's like my trench. I'm very proud of my trench.
You should be. It's darling, and the trenches is the trench is alive. I mean, whatever we have a name for, we have a relationship, and we can quicken and animate it. So it's like there's Diane's protective ditch outside Formosa, wafting influence by the power of this dark of the moon and the new moon that hearts will change. Hearts, because I saw that so many years ago, Diane, when we were first cahooting and you'd climbed the chemical tower at Dow, and we were doing extremely live radio with our ally, our station in Houston, and just to repeat, because it was so great, so we had live callers from unusual demographics, right? Good old boys driving by in pickup trucks. And they would call in, again, not your usual KPFA. It was really refreshing callers. And they go, that woman, she sure is making sense. And let me tell you about, what Dow Chemical did to me, and how they, sprayed my car and it was toxic and all these things and how they tricked me. But everything that woman, Diane, saying is, I'm sorry, say what?
That is exactly right. Those workers know what goes on. They really
right.
do. And the funny thing is that, like a lot of my waterkeepers, when we got this big settlement and had to pick up the people that went with me out there in the water was former plastic workers. They were from the chemical plant. And the thing that is, and they are a different demographic too, I guess is the word for it. And it's like, and they'll always tell me that every once in a while they'll look at me and they say, Diane, I'm no tree hugger, but I guarantee you they were the fiercest, most committed guys out there picking up plastic all over that bay. And it's like, it's real interesting. There's this real connection and it's got magic and it's, I love it. Serendipity of it all.
Right. And it's for your dedication and then really power of this new moon spiraling out, soldier deserts because their heart isn't in it everywhere. May those who have been, in Hamas, may Israeli soldiers just drop their guns. May the Russian women march into Ukraine to take their sons and husbands back. That's how the Chechnya war began to end. May there be, no more war. I mean, just again, we are up for miracles. And just to invoke one of your fairy godmothers, really, who's Granny Weatherwax in Terry Pratchett's novels. And Granny Weatherwax, not unlike Diane Wilson, is about to do some bold thing to save the community. And everyone says, you can't do that. 1,000,000 to 1 chances against you. And Granny Weatherwax smiles in a way that would have made wolves whimper and says, 1,000,000 to 1 chances crop up 9 times out of 10 when your heart is dedicated, so buzz off. And then she does the impossible thing. Isn't that very you?
I love that. I love that. So, I really do. Everything, all these fights against these chemical companies, I mean, they're like, you can't do that. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. And I've been told that 35 years. And it's like, and now they are afraid anything I touch seems to put a little kink in their aura. And they're very disturbed about that.
Right. Right. Well, when years and years ago, when I was hosting Earth First people who were all kind of rah, 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 but part of what we do on this show is give room for everybody's practical and magical and practically magical selves. And so they kind of unfurled and they said, well, nothing stops a chainsaw better than yarn. And I go, oh. And they said, so we yarn the trees and it gums up the chainsaw, but we put a blessing in the yarn, like so that the tree is like a prayer stick. Whoever cuts this yarn, may their heart open and they be no longer possible to harm nature. I go, that's pretty good.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yep. Yep.
Right. So, well, I know, you know, you fought Formosa on a material, physical, legal level, and fighting on a spiritual level. And yeah, I think you get to use the word fight because, you know, what the hell? because, you know, I'm all fellow Libran in favor of, you know, going dancing, dancing on a spiritual level. But I understand in your circumstance that fighting makes sense. But I like saying we're spiraling out of polarity. And I just want to all of us to animate the skills we have. I mean, right now, you know, for all of us, the dark of moon, you know, and Mars is at 19 Scorpio. I love that degree because the grumpy medieval men said it was the accursed degree of the accursed sign because its image is a woman draws back two dark curtains leading to a sacred pathway. And so they didn't like it. They were like, no priesthoods, no corporations. And we go, no, no priesthoods, no corporations, just all of us. Right, and that's humming now. It's humming, you know, in cahoots with the earth. Right, that's part of the thing. That ditch loves you, Diane. You know, and all of the dead critters and the thing and this people who, I mean, that there is this love and larger invitational story, and then for all of us, and then to see Diane. You have so many quintiles, 72-degree angles of irresistible eloquence. Irresistible eloquence. Your moon to Uranus, your Mercury to Pluto, your Venus to Chiron, and Uranus, your Jupiter to Neptune. Meaning, you know, what Diane has, and we hum with that in complete support, irresistible eloquence, so that you are a tuning fork, so that what you see and your dedication hums in the hearts of others. And they go, oh, I see that now.
That's
I see that now.
We're
seeing it. We're seeing it. And then not only that, but my wonderful ally astrologer Sylvia Henley said, "Yes, Caroline, the quintile is that, but it's also the capacity to open portals between worlds and dimensions." I'm like, now we're talking. And if it's not true, let's make it true. So we have that. The sun quintile is Pluto. But so do you. And we're seeing that going, right, you open portals so that support comes in, so that people's hearts, they can no longer do harm. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And then the invitation.
It changes. I have seen it change with workers because that's where I ever got any of my information. It was workers in the plant who felt bad and they just couldn't do it. And they would call me. And I even got management up, you know, the upper class of people in the Formosas, they started calling me. So it's like, you can change their hearts. I believe it.
Yeah.
I think if you're true to yourself, that sparks something in them, and it can make movement. Yeah, I agree.
Well, and again, liberating trickster. You know, I think I forgot to send you last week's rousing music, but you were going to broadcast it from your truck. But I also like you could put up a little sign going, you know, tarot readings for workers, interpretations. What?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a tent, and I was just thinking there's white space on the top, and I was like, well, I can write messages all of that.
Yeah.
But I hadn't figured out what to write, so sounds like you got a great idea.
Well, we can invite our listeners to send in, you know, messages you'd like to waft out, or you'd like Diane to write on her tent. Blessings. May all who see this be incapable of harm. You know, just, you know, we're allowed to set in motion anything of which we would be the happy recipients. And we go, right, may all who see this sign, if you're reading this sign now, your heart has changed. Just, I mean, it's like we just want to try stuff. So
I think you put that energy and words out, and it's like, I know it's impacting, it's got energy, it's it's impacted in some ways. I mean, never know, but I believe it, that it will impact.
No, that's good. All right, we're going to take a very short break. We're going back to our Taj Mahal usual break music because it so suits Diane, and then the Diane part of all of us. So here we go, and we'll be right back after this very short break.
She shook the constellations and dazzled them across his eyes. She shook the constellations and dazzled them across his eyes. She showered his head with quasars and made his tallest cry.
Oh, get down.
Chanty, 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 come blow my chanty home. Ooh, chanty, 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 come blow my chanty home. Telegraph my indigo skyship, make its voyage long.
Now get down.
Welcome back, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show. I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey, and there we are, getting down with Taj Mahal and getting down with our guest, Diane Wilson. We're getting down in the ditch with Diane in order to rise to the occasion. There we go. That's what we're doing, the rise to the occasion. So, yes, and then let me just say again, you know, without hubris or presumption, let us gather to hone all of our participatory skills, you know, to cultivate our craft, our sturdy craft that keeps us afloat in the wild seas we are navigating. And I love Max Dashu reminds us that craft means power from dedication. And our ally, Diane Wilson, you are dedicated. You are so dedicated. And then I say this a lot, maybe I've told you before, but I think it's useful too, since we're two Libras. You're the rat, I'm you're the dragon. Dragons and rats get on super well. You know, but the word deliberate comes from Libra, and it comes from two verbs, librare, to liberate, and libare, to balance. So when we're deliberate, we're in a state of liberating balance. Isn't that fun?
Oh, that does. Is that any way related to intention? Is that?
Yes. You are deliberate and full of intention, and you're an agent of liberating balance. You're irresistible. People going, oh, that woman is crazy, but you know, I'm going to quit this job.
Yep.
But again, and then, you know, the critique, and then we do want the invitation in some form, maybe just wafted out there while we all work on it, you know, to, you know, come this way, you know, an ethical job, come this way, restoring the bay. Is there any remediation of the Vietnam Ocean that's been destroyed by the steel plant that Formosa put up?
None. We contacted the research center in Germany, Hamburg, Germany, who was commissioned by the Vietnam government to find out what caused it and what was the impact. And, spoke with the guy involved, and he said, well, the information was so vague, and they never gave them hard copies, and they wouldn't let them do any of their own research. So there was no way to come up with any conclusion. So, you know, and that's one thing these corporations like do is like, you know, and it's not just Formosa. I was with Alcoa, and I knew Seth, and they're like, we don't have those documents. No, we don't have those documents. Never heard of those documents. And then you find the documents, and they're like, oh yeah, we. It's like they just lie to your face until you present it in front of them, and they're like, well, okay, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Right. And so, you know, just in the, let's do this, you know, the ecocide of the ocean in Vietnam, the ecocide in the Gulf that Sharon Levine, so wonderful, sent, give my regards to Sharon Levine, we love her, the ecocide, and then just in the spirit of you and Granny Weatherwax, you know, what would we like to conjure that all corporations that commit ecocide should lose their right to exist, and that all of their resources are put into remediation. It's impossible, but it's time for impossible miracles, right? And wouldn't that be good? Accountability.
Yeah. You know, there is a thing. It's you can revoke corporate charters. You can't. Every state has this whole little somewhere in their government archives is a thing about corporate revoking, and there are steps you can take to revoke a corporation's power of doing business in the whole state. And the thing is, I've searched the files on that one. I think of any angle.
Yes. No.
That's the plastic era is over with it, except it still continues. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. It's crazy. Well, yeah, and again, you know, hemp. We've got to replace plastic. We've got to. It's part of our literal horrific manners. But yes, revoking the corporate charter. Oh, if anybody could do it, it's you, Diane, uh-huh. with lots of help. Yeah, wouldn't that be a great liberating trick?
Oh, that would send a chill down their back.
Right. No. Revoke Formosa's corporate charter. And let's while we're at it, team, opening portals between worlds and the dead are eager to help. It's reallocation of resources. I think some of that money that U.S. is sending to Israel, it's like may it all go back into rebuilding a green Gaza with hempcrete. And the university rebuilt, and all that money that was going to go to Israel rebuilds it, and all that money that Hamas has stashed goes into, remediation and forgiveness of to all who were harmed in Israel, and that, again, the betrayal of the corporations and the leadership and the community across all borders of the grieving, going oof, and that people have enough room to really grieve, and to feel kinship with all who are grieving, and that's all the humans and all the animals and all the plants, and just to remember that, who was here first, right? And it's like the mushrooms and the animals and flora, fauna, fungi, and Israel, our friend David Grimes, tracked, he walked over barbed wire and everything to find the source of the Jordan River, which begins in a cave sacred to Pan, sacred to all nature. It's like, track it back. It's a major bird migratory pathway. It's not just humans. Anyway, I like revoking corporate charters, revoking, while we're at it, just mad liberating whimsy. The dead are backstage going, impossible things. That's what we need. What will help.
Yeah.
And the spirit of the ocean itself, but I think revoking corporate charter and then seeing what? Revoke the corporate charter and what would you see in your ideal world? All that money goes into remediating, into supporting fishermen's co-ops or fisherwomen's co-ops. Where would you like to divert it?
Well, the thing that is like when we got that $50 million from Formosa, one of the things we put it into all these projects, and we put $20 million into a fishery cooperative far that was sustainable and that was equitable, because we have Latino oystermen, we have Vietnamese crabbers, we have Vietnamese shrimpers, and it's like, and right now the fisheries have collapsed. Like my town is flat dead. You go down the main street and everything is boarded up. It's because the fishery was everything. The fish houses were bulldozed. And the only way fishermen could sell their shrimp is because you couldn't sell it through a fish house. It's they get on the side of the road and sell them in their trucks. They got little ice chests, and they got them full of ice they got at Walmart, and I sell no shrimp and sell it to the people who come down the highway. And it's like, that is not right. That is just not right. It's like an industry that leaves mercury superfines, landfills that are full of bauxite with mercury in it, and you pellets all over the bay. And then you wipe out the whole fishery and say, this is progress. And it's like, nope. And I agree with you, is you do have to have ways to fix that, because you cannot just, you know, I don't believe just saying, rip things out and like, okay, the best of luck, guys. Hit the road, you know. So,
right.
You're right. It needs to be done.
For all of our skills, it's like, you know, not this, but it's also dog training. I'm fond of the dog whisperer, even though some people are grumpy, but invaluable, because you don't tell a dog no. Nobody likes no. You go, hey, you break the fixation, and then you go, over here, right? And I think that's how we deal with corporations and politicians too, going, hey, over here. This is where it's going. This is where we're going. We open these portals of these tides. You know all about tides, right? This is where the tide's going.
Yeah. And I think, and especially, I think they would follow if you have kind of people power behind it. Because I really, you know, I'm very jaded by the politics around here, you know. It's like I couldn't get anything from the do you know the Democratic Party in this county, they had an environmental forum and would not invite me, and they said I was too controversial, the Democratic Party. So it's like I'm having some issues with that, but anyway, I believe that people, I think once you really get an issue and the people push it, then you get the industry, and I think the politicians, like, oh, there's some air in here, there's some way to get uplift in there, because I think they're all too afraid to risk anything, to do anything that is unsafe. And if it's, you know, and you know, like Eleanor Roosevelt said, you should do something you fear every day, and I believe in that.
Ooh, there's a Libra for you. She's another Libra part of your team.
Oh, I liked her.
Yeah, she was the conscience of her husband. I mean, most of what came down was really because of her and her fierce advocacy for justice and equality and civil rights, and that's from the Libra Eleanor Roosevelt talking to her husband, the Aquarius, who's like, well, will people approve of it? And it's like, never mind that, do it. So, yes, that quality. There was some other thing. But, yes, revoking the corporate charter. We're putting this on our altar of desirable mystery. That's good and crucial. And then whatever I was going to say, maybe it'll come back. But just to, again, honor, you know, your blueprint, your chart, because, you know, you have so many skills. And right now it's like, when we're in the underworld, we practice everything.
Right.
So you are incarnational, you're Libra, incarnational agent of Venus. And so we go, well, where's Venus in your chart? We go, oh, it's at 12 Virgo, the medicine woman, whose image is political acumen, directing force, cool leadership. That's you. And when you were saying that, the Democratic Party in Texas, bless its heart, because you're too much fun. They didn't invite you because you're too much fun.
They were absolutely. Matter of fact, they called a person in Austin and said, would you come and talk about the environment down there? And he said, well, why didn't you invite Diane? She's the one with the environment group down there. And they said, oh, she's too controversial.
Oh, you mean she's too much fun? She's too much fun. Yeah, I just got, I've been shape-shifting, booted out of some things I've been contributing to for decades and going, because I'm too much fun. And so you're too much fun for the Democratic Party, but we see by the power of this new moon, even their hearts softening, bless their little timid selves, right? You know, again, the only channel I like is Esther Hicks channeling Abraham or whatever she's doing. But just a useful thing. She says the best thing we can do for anybody is to see them connected to their own wise autonomy, right? Their original operating. So Democratic Party of Texas, we see you overcoming your wimpiness, connected to your own wise sense of dedicated autonomy. You know, at least as feisty as those, Dow Chemical people driving by so many years ago going, that woman, Diane, she's crazy and she's talking sense and that everything she says is true. We're just going to transmit that to the Democratic Party. So, well, you're not jaded, Diane. You're just informed.
Yes. Thank you for that. I need that.
Right. You're never jaded. You're always, because you have also, you know, your Venus, all-powerful political acumen, directing force, right? And we're doing it now. We're doing it now. People who can support, you know, Diane's work and all of this work with tangible everything. And we want to get to that, how you would like to, what you would like to receive from us. But you have a grand trine in fire with Jupiter opposite Uranus. So it says, you know, in your pocket, you are lucky, and you have a bag of liberating lightning. You do, and you can hurl it at any closed, you know, structure, any closed circle, like the Democratic Party of Texas, to liberate it into a spiral. Going, I don't know what we were thinking. I don't know why we didn't invite you. You're the obvious person. Please come, you know, or something better, whichever. But your Venus, not only grand trine and fire, I mean, you can get people roused and participatory all on behalf of the Earth. And then your all-powerful, beautiful Venus, I have to say this, but I'll translate it. Your Venus quintiles Chiron, the entire caravan of all of our past mentors, not just humans, but everything, on one side. And it quintiles Uranus. You are a liberating trickster agent. And then Uranus bi-quintiles back to your Chiron and anyway, so it's elegant. It's elegant. And it's like, you know, you have a bag of liberating lightning, and I realized, you know, we can also toss it at ourselves. We go, no, not jaded, informed, and too much fun, and resonating that in others. So we go, and then you're born at the full moon, like Kamala Harris, a Libra with the moon in Aries. So we just send her a little encouragement to dree her weird as well, you know. There, you know, just that's it. We're all in this dream together. But So say revoking the corporate charter—that's fun, a fun project for people to help Diane to revoke the charters of ecocidal corporations. Going, that's it. Yeah. You commit ecocide. It's over.
What I really need on the altar is,
yes,
I need people that will go to the website for the Vietnamese, and it's
okay.
www.4imfa. And that is the website for this hunger strike and me in that ditch at Formosa. And if people would just go to there and sign up to fast for 12 hours or 24 hours or whatever, we need right now, it's global because we've got 12 different countries and I think 260 people that have signed up. But we're looking for a goal of 1,000 people to sign up just for that hunger strike and just do it in support. And if they want to, they can put a picture of themselves and holding a sign and saying, I'm fasting for the Vietnamese. But we really, really, really need that. It needs more profile. And that would be amazing.
Well, let's do this. And let me just clarify. So it's www.4 and then IMFA.
Right. .org.
.com. Is it .org? .org. Thank you. Okay. So everybody, let's do this. Okay. www.4 and then IMFA.org. Right. So Woofy Gathering. And then, you know, Beloved Dead. You know, Anthony Bourdain loved Vietnam, right? And he and Obama had a fantastic, he was this fabulous, you know, well, he used food reporting around the world for everything, for cultural reporting.
Right.
Bless his heart. Also killed himself. So many of our good wizards have offed themselves. But inviting in Anthony Bourdain, he loved Vietnam. And one of the episodes was where Obama comes and hangs out, and they eat Vietnamese street food and talk about blessing the beauty of Vietnam. So Anthony Bourdain is welcome, right? Or whatever he represents to kind of come on in, you know, to heal the fishing and food and culture of Vietnam.
Right.
You know, so www.4. IMFA.org, and that's where you're getting people to sign up to do a fast of some kind with you.
You can sign up for a day or 12 hours or whatever. And also there's the name of the head of Formosa, and you can write him a very stern letter and say, pay what you owe, bud, and clean up your mess. And release, advocate for releasing all of those people that have been jailed. It's like,
yes. So,
and we have a list of the demands, and it's got the story of the Vietnam. It's got the pictures. They got pictures of our hunger strike. They've got, we've got the Vietnamese community out of Houston, out of Washington. We did a congressional briefing on it. So it's like the Vietnamese American community have been wonderful.
Right. Right. The least we can do. You know, it's also like Ed Tick, who is an interesting person that I will re-host on radio, hosted him so long ago, I don't know. But, you know, he's been working with veterans since the Vietnam War and ongoing. And one of the things he did with the Vietnam veterans is took them back to Vietnam to rebuild the temples they had bombed as part of their healing.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we could have a program. We would like some funding. We'd like a program for all who committed this ecocide to have redress, to go back to Vietnam to help in the remediation of what they'd harmed. And remember, you know, when Hercules is destroying the earth, the gods get together and they sentence him to go to the underworld to learn knitting and weaving. I like that. So we can see, you know, just the Dementors, the MAGA, the head of Formosa, knitting tea cozies in the underworld. There you go, to reweave the fabric of creation.
They do. Yes. I love that. The knitting.
Right, and so
they can crochet too.
Crochet. That's right.
Yeah.
And maybe the executives wake up in the morning going, you know, I had the strangest dream last night. That's right. That I was in the underworld learning knitting. I think I'm going to quit my job and put all of my money into remediating the incredible harm I've done. I know it sounds crazy, but we.
That's the way to go. That's it. That's the dream.
Right. Well, it's like, you know. You know, critique and the fierce liberating blessing going, Vajita, you know, may you go to the underworld, learn knitting and weaving, and, you know, no Wi-Fi, just a plate of psilocybin mushrooms or whatever. You can decorate your underworld accountability chamber, everybody, in whatever way, you know, you think would be appropriate and liberating to all the dementors, right? No toys, no weapons, no Wi-Fi, no none of that, only weaving beauty. You know, for all who have been cruel. I mean, you're really addressing corporate cruelty, yeah?
Yeah, and it is cruel. It really is not. You know, people like say, well, it's just these corporations, there's jobs, and it's like, they have no idea of what actually goes on into these places. And, you know, and it's only workers who come out and they're threatened with the loss of their jobs and everything that they own to even say a word. I mean, you're penalized for speaking out. It's like, keep your mouth shut. And the whole deal is just to make this production. I mean, it was Alcoa with all their, because I've seen all the details between Formosa and Union Alcoa over there with the Mercury Superfund. I've got all their all of the internal documents, and they tell the tip, and they ignored the mercury because it wasn't a part of the process to make what they were trying to do. So who cared if they lost over a million pounds of mercury? Who cares? It wasn't a part of the production. And that's the way it's Formosa. Is like, they say, well, we made 1 trillion pellets today. It's like, who cares if we lose 70 billion pellets, you know?
So we're soon on our way out, but I know you're on day 10 of your hunger fast, right?
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
So you're an old hand at this, but you sound all bright and sparkly and dynamic and dangerous in a good way.
I'm on your channel. it's the only thing I feel, you're not hungry at all. The only fella is you're weak. You have a weakness. Like legs are. If I would do not, I would not walk extra miles. No. Right now, I'm watching my energy like a hawk.
Right. Well, we're sending you deliberate, liberating balance energy so that even your legs feel jolly, and we will spell
Good.
You by stepping in.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Okay, we're in cahoots, darling, in perpetuity, sending all positive woof to our ally, Diane Wilson, who's on day 10 of her hunger strike outside Formosa. And do go sign up to spell her at www.4imfa.org. Thank you, darling. We're in cahoots. We will talk soon. And thanks always to Kirsten Thomas. Right.
Okay,
and thanks always to Kirsten Thomas. And we will reconvene next week. Thank you, team.